Grow Great, the podcast, episode 332. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgreat.com. This is a podcast about entrepreneurial leadership. Today, the answer to what's important is the name of somebody you love. What's important? Well, the answer can vary from hour to hour, sometimes minute to minute, and that's business. And while it consumes our life, our business, it's not our life. I mean, not really. I missed recording a show Monday because life got in the way. It happens. It's happened to you. It happens to everybody. Matt Carney is a singer-songwriter who I love. He's in Nashville, Tennessee. He's originally from Oregon. And some years ago, he wrote a song that contains a lyric, "I guess we're all one phone call from our knees." And if you've ever received such a call, you know. Over the weekend, I was watching a documentary about the voicemails and the phone calls that were made from the poor people trapped inside the World Trade Center towers on 9/11. A number of survivors shared their stories and recordings of their family members, and it was heart-wrenching to hear these people talk about the value of, I mean, maybe a five-second voicemail message that was left on their machine. Some had actual conversations, live conversations with their loved ones. These people, each of them with a very important name to their family and their friends, gave their families a gift, the gift of being able to remember what they sounded like. As one survivor said, "I was told that after a while you forget the sound of their voice." Well, she's got a voicemail recording to remind her. What's important? It's not what, it's who. You do what you do largely for yourself. I know this. I know that we chase and we pursue because we love it so, or we love certain things about it. But I also know that we do it for somebody other than ourselves. And I get that we have customers, and I get that we have employees, and I understand that we care about a lot of these people. But in recent years, I've thought increasingly more and more about inner circles, those people who matter the most. And I suspect most of us have a relatively small inner circle. We care about a number of people, and we are responsible for a number of people, but our lives are most impacted by a far fewer number of people. Look around your life. See if that's not so. I lost a lifelong best friend back in 2013. We had always known each other. I mean, from the time we were born. And so we had each other for, well, 56 years. I lost a lifelong mentor earlier this year, a man older than me. My circle's shrinking. Okay, this happens. It happens as we grow older. My father last month turned 96. My mom is 87. Life here is not going to last forever. I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic that we can enlarge our circle because love isn't all the same. There are different types of love. There are different levels of love. That Matt Carney song with that lyric is entitled "Closer to Love." And there's the rub. What's important? The list of names that you're thinking of right now, the people who matter most to you, however long or short that list may be, those are the things, those are the people that matter to you. If you had been trapped inside one of those towers on 9/11, you wouldn't likely call your second in command. No offense to him, no offense to her. You wouldn't likely call them to review some pressing business concern. Now, you might love them enough that you might have made a call to them, not the first call, but you might have made a call to them to tell them how much you appreciate them. Who would you call? Some of the people appearing in the documentary, they showed phone company records and the calls that were made by the deceased loved ones. And quite a few of them, they made a number of calls. Some of them were able to contact, or at least they tried to contact, everybody in their family. Some were able to contact a number of their friends. I mean, it was evident that the number one thing on their minds was contacting the people they loved the most. They wanted to say a few things. All of them wanted to say a few things. Top on the list, I love you. Probably second on the list, some expression of goodbye. Many of them expressed concern for children, particularly small children. Tell the kids I love them. Take good care of them. And really, the third thing, and this was an important thing that they each seemed to want to express, was gratitude. Gratitude. They wanted to say thank you. They were thankful for these people. They were thankful for the love, the support, the service that these people had provided them. They were thankful for the mates who said yes to the question, will you marry me? They were thankful for the children. They were thankful for mom and dad. They were thankful for the lives of these important people. And as I watched, I thought of who I might call. And it's a very short list of must-call people, but it's short for you too. Now, that sounds like I'm downplaying the role that people serve in our life, but I'm really going in the opposite direction. The people who matter most can be expanded with increased intentionality. And that intention is based largely on something different than what you're thinking. Who do we matter to? Who do we serve? Who might be impacted by our absence? Some grow increasingly focused on who can help them. I mean, come on, it's natural. I mean, who can help me? I've got something I need to accomplish. Who can I think of that might be able to help me? I'm thinking of it in the reverse order. I'm thinking of how we might expand the number of people that we are able to help. That subject is complicated, and it is mostly complicated, I think, because we are skittish on being helped. I know because I am chief among people who are skittish on asking for help. And it's largely because the kind of help that we want is not the kind of help that we quite often see. People want to help, and they want to help by being judgmental. They want to help by telling us what we should do. They want to help by being critical. That ain't the kind of help we need. That ain't the kind of help we want. Watching and listening to these 9/11 stories, it reinforced what I already knew to be true. The phone calls were made to the people who mattered most to the victims. They were people who they knew loved them. People who had their best interest at heart. People with whom they felt a deep, strong connection. People who they knew cared enough because they just wanted to help these people achieve more, find more, be happier. How can we live so that we are that person for others? Who would you call in the face of inescapable death? Who would call you? There's the question. Who's going to call you when they're facing inescapable death? And why? Why would they call you? Well, for the same reason that these people called. Because you were important. Because you matter. Because you made a difference. Okay, now flip it around. Because I know that's what you're doing in your head anyway. Who would you call? Who would you call? And why would you call them? Don't put off saying what needs to be said or saying what maybe you haven't said in a long while. Don't put off doing what needs to be done. The reason you do all this, chasing all these sales, focusing on increasing profits, trying like crazy to grow this business, is because there are people who matter. Let them know how much they matter. Let them know today. Today's show is brought to you by The Peer Advantage. You want to expand your circle? Well, let me tell you. This is the way that you can best expand your professional circle and be surrounded by people who care and people who won't be judgmental and people who will share insights and experiences and help you grow not just your business, but your leadership and your life. Visit thepeeradvantage.com and find out all the details. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website for the podcast is growgreat.com. Be well, do good, grow great, and I'll talk to you soon.